You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. On today's show, we are pleased to feature Nathan Ladd, who is only 13 years old and already has acted in 32 shows with a total of 135 performances. He's been crew in 4 shows with 10 total performances. Nathan happens to be in the 8th grade at the Andover School of Montessori and is currently stage manager of the New York City production of the play Terezin, Children of the Holocaust. He was invited to perform in Terezin after the author-director Anna Smulowitz, who is the daughter of 2 Auschwitz survivors, when she saw him perform in The Sound of Music. Nathan has learned quite a bit about the Holocaust from numerous discussions with Anna and Holocaust survivors during the Fringe Festival in Scotland. Nathan, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Hello, thank you.
You are welcome and certainly a privilege to have you, buddy, and you got a lot going on for yourself. And I wouldn't say at an early age, but quickly you have racked up quite a bit of accomplishments at a quick rate, which is really impressive. So tell me, Nathan, how long have you been acting?
I have been acting since, let's see, 2nd grade.
And how did you get the job of stage manager of the show Terezin at the age of 13? That is quite a feat.
Well, I heard through one of my friends who is one of the actors in the show that they were going to New York, and I sent Anna an email since I'd been in a show with her before, and I said, hey, do you need a stage manager? Do you need any help at all? And she said, why, yes, and now I'm here.
What is the story of Terezin, and how do teens react who do see this show?
Well, Terezin is the story of the last 2 days of the lives of 6 children in the Holocaust in a cell block. There are 3 older characters, 3 more mature characters, and there are 3 younger, more innocent characters. It has a huge impact on audiences. Since they're kids, they really get reactions from when we tour around to different schools. And in New York, the audiences are kind of speechless at the end, actually, just of how powerful the show is.
Nathan, has there been anything that has specifically inspired you to be an actor?
Well, when I started as an actor, the first thing I ever did was just a school show. It was a version of The Wizard of Oz, and it was a musical, and I just had a blast. My previous music teacher was in charge, and we were just having a great time. And then I learned about the Algonquin Playhouse in Maine, where my grandparents lived, very close to there, and I did a bunch of children's theater shows and eventually main stage shows like The Sound of Music you mentioned, which is where Anna found out about me, and I've done shows with her, and this is actually the first time I've ever been a stage manager, but I've seen so many different stage managers do their job very well that I've gotten a great sense of what has to happen.
Today we're joined by Nathan Ladd, who is only 13 years old, yes, you heard me right, and already has acted in 32 shows with a total of 135 performances. He's been crew in 4 shows with 10 total performances, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tell me, what was it like to act in the show before you took on the role of stage manager?
It's very interesting. My character, Ruben, who in the New York version is played by a character, Rachel, she's a female version, is very bright and optimistic. So he is pretty similar to me, actually. So I didn't have to reach that far for it. But what was interesting is he's been in the Holocaust. He's been in Camp Terezin for 2 years. And just to... It's really impossible, I think, to wrap our minds about what it's like to be separated from your family. You don't know what's happened or why it's happened or why you're so hungry, you're so this, you're so that. But my character is very optimistic, and I think it's incredible that he has remained like that after so much he's been through. We've done a lot of research beforehand. I read 5 books maybe before we started rehearsals and another 2 or 3 with stories of survivals, stories of people who did survive and people who didn't, told by survivors, of course. And just to get a sense, just to get a slight feeling of what it could be like is really tough, but it's really inspiring.
If you would, give us some detail of your duties as stage manager and your future acting goals.
Well, as a stage manager, I'm totally responsible for totally everything. Before and during rehearsals, I have to communicate with all the actors to let them know what's going on. And I've made a goal of just not having any confusion at all, making them as happy and as not confused as they can be, as informed as they can be. During rehearsals, I will give notes, whether they didn't get the lines right or we had discussed something blocking where they go on stage before and they had forgotten it. And I also have to make script changes. We make lots of discussions. This show's been going on for over 40 years, and it's changing all the time for the better. During the show, or right before the show starts, we go through tech rehearsal, so we're figuring out all the lights, all the sound, all how we do the show with the set. And again, the actors have to be as informed as possible, so there's no confusion on their part. All while keeping the director's image of what the show is going to look like. Then during the show, during every single performance, I don't think most people realize this, but whenever they see a show, basically from community theater all the way to Broadway, there is a stage manager who is calling the show. When you're calling the show, you're saying to a person who is running the lights, a person who's running the sound, and any people who are running scene changes, what to do. So I will say sound cues, I'll say light cues, I'll be following along with the script, and they have a script also. And whenever there's a sound cue, I will let them know in an orderly way, and works out, and that's how you see all the effects not done by the actors on stage.
Nathan, any tips for any potential actors or individuals who are considering getting into acting?
I would say learn your lines. That is half of it. Once you learn your lines, you can get into the emotion more, and you can get into the, thinking about your character, getting into your character, and you can feel much more comfortable with it. Lines, I'd say, is one of the most important things. Also, being easy to work with. Once you get a reputation as a diva or as a person who shows up late or something, theater is a really small world. I have so many contacts, and I've really not done much compared to lots of actors on Broadway or anything. And the word gets around that you're either bad or that you're good. And if you're good to work with, if you always show up on time, you always put effort into what you're working on, and you always know your lines, that is, that's half of it. That's really half of it.
All right, Nathan, tell us where we can be in touch, get more information, and all that good stuff.
All right. To research more about Terrace and the Play, you can go to annadrama.com. That's annadrama.com. You will find a link for Terrace and Children of the Holocaust. You will find lots of information, such as success stories, as we call them, great reactions from audiences, and how to get into contact with Anna, and therefore me.
Sounds good, Nathan. You've been listening to Nathan Ladd, who is only 13 years old and already has acted in 32 shows with a total of 135 performances. He's been crew in 4 shows with 10 total performances. And the website of reference for more information and contact is annadrama.com. Certainly been a delight to have you, Nathan, here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much.
The pleasure was certainly ours. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.